A Time for Quilting comes by bits and pieces. This is Iowa Roots, people who carry on their cultural traditions, the arts, skills, and knowledge that make us who we are, a production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Program and Iowa Public Radio.
My name is Marsha Van Ort, and I live in Doane, Iowa. I did grow up here by Orange City. Really enjoy being with the Sioux Prairie Quilters. My great-grandmother on my mother's side was a really avid quilter, and she was constantly cutting, piecing in the summer, and then in the winter she would quilt the quilts. And she would be my great-grandmother. My grandmother didn't like quilting, but she was an avid tatter, so she tatted constantly. My mother was more of an embroiderer, so they've kind of changed through the generations a little bit. But that was her niche, and that's what she liked. The quilting bug kind of started about the year I graduated from high school, which was 1976, and that was the bicentennial of the country, and quilting started to make a comeback then. I started doing some piecing just on the older patterns and have just kind of kept it up on as a sideline. I am mostly a garment sewer, do alterations and that kind of thing, but slowly quilting has taken over because it's not quite as, I don't have to make it to please somebody else, I make it to please myself. To me, the most favorite part about quilting is choosing the colors. It's like opening a box of crayons and deciding which ones I get to use. And then also when you finish it, that's also a really exciting time because, okay, now I can move on to a new project. But also just the joy of being able to finish it and seeing it complete. Most of women's work, you never see an end to it because laundry is always there, meals are always there, children are always needing something. Even though they grow up and go out of the house, they still need something once in a while. But when you are quilting or when you are crafting and making something, it's in the process for a while, and sometimes it takes a long time. But then when it's done, you have something tangible to show for what you did. The time for quilting just comes by bits and pieces. My husband and I live on a farm, so we still kind of are in that mode where seasons change as to how busyness. So for me, winter is the time to get quite a bit done. Summer, not so much, but usually summer is when I'm looking for new projects and try to pull the pieces together. So when I get the slower times, then I can work on those projects. And it comes in pieces. I mean, sometimes there's a day I can work on something. Sometimes I just work on it for an hour. And sometimes it's just I looked at it but didn't do anything. The traditional part of quilting for me is how I learned. It's kind of like learning the basics first. Like when you're learning to cook, you start with very simple things and you start with a recipe. And you usually follow that recipe pretty exactly when you're first starting because you don't want it to flop. And that's the same with quilting. You learn the basics first, the traditional, how to piece, how to put it together. But as you quilt longer, you start substituting and doing more your own thing, what you like, not what the recipe or the pattern says. And I think that's where the creative part comes in quilting. My faith is also part of my quilting. My faith is in a Reformed tradition, which you make use of all your resources. You don't squander anything. And everything is the Lord's. Whatever I do is for Him. It's not for me. It's not for someone else. It's for Him. He's given me these abilities. I do feel I should use them. I guess I enjoy our quilt guild a lot. Yes, you quilt sometimes individually, alone, at your own home. But when the guild gets together, it's like you're getting everybody else's ideas and you're like, oh, that'll work on my quilt that I'm stuck on. Or you bring your project along because you say, I'm stuck, what do I do? And you'll get five or six different ideas and it'll make your thought process really start to roll again. We're also a part of each other's lives. When you have something sad happen or something happy happen, they're there to cry tears with you, but also to enjoy life with you.
Marsha Van Ort of Doane, Iowa. Iowa Roots is a production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Coordinator, Ricky Saltzman, and Iowa Public Radio. For more Iowa Roots, visit iowaartscouncil.org or iowapublicradio.org.